Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
And welcome to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners. Well, it was open mic night at the State House, and that laugh-a-minute comedy trio, Loretta Weinberg, Sandra Cunningham, and Linda Greenstein, brought the house down with their hilarious new skit, Confiscate, Confiscate, Confiscate. Your review of their performance, Anthony?
Yeah, F-U, F-U, F-U. Okay?
Well, they don't know what we're talking about yet, so.
I will not comply.
Absolutely.
Real quick, Sandy, before you get into it. The building is going to tip today because all we're missing in Gun for Hire range at Woodland Park is Evan Knappen and David Jensen.
Wow.
Okay? Because sitting
Dan
in the studio.
Dan Schmutter came through.
Dan Schmutter, Scott Bach, Frank Fiammingo.
Angry fat old man.
Okay? We even have one of our old friends in the room. I won't say his name. He's motioned to me. Don't say his name because the black helicopters are hovering over his house right now. I just want to thank everybody for their support. It's been incredible here at the range and at the studio. And if you've noticed on social media, we're posting on all the pages now in Facebook on the days that we're taping because we're piping it through the PA system. And you also get to visit and speak with these guys, you know, and ask them questions and see what's going on and see the face behind the Second Amendment powerhouses in the state of New Jersey. So we're holding it all together here at Gun for Hire with support of all of our listeners and all of our sponsors. So I just wanted to thank everybody because we have been getting quite the ass kicking. And before we get into the state, I just want to get into a few things nationally, Sandy. And do you mind if I do that?
You can do anything you want.
Okay. Do you mind?
Oh, okay. No, I don't, but
what
should
do you mean,
I?
What do you mean you don't?
I should mind. Yes, I mind.
You mind?
Yes, let's get into some national things.
Well, first thing is, did you notice the IRS slipped and they're apologizing because during the election year in 2012, they specifically targeted conservative and Tea Party groups?
Dude, guess what? We're all screwed.
Is this amazing?
We're
did you hear about this?
You're just realizing this now?
I have it right here. I mean, even the Associated Press reported it. During the presidential election, the IRS specifically targeted any groups that had the word conservative, Tea Party, or Patriot, or anything like that. They audited them because they knew it would take pressure off of Obama's election and campaign.
Does it have the word gun in it?
Well, that's this year's. That's this year, Frank. We're going to, anything that has firearms, gun, or Second Amendment is going to
be.
Well,
I only ask that because if it doesn't have the word gun in it, I haven't had time to read it.
And
you know why they're changing that, right?
So we can share a cell block? No, I'm sorry.
No, so when the Republicans win and the Democrats are doing it, they won't be audited.
Oh, okay.
And that really, really, really burns my ass, let me tell you.
Oh, well, this is being reported, but
not a surprise.
No, this isn't a surprise at all.
You know,
what's surprising is that they're open about it.
Yes,
that's the surprising part.
Yes, what's surprising is we're surprised.
Another thing is, I think I'm, what do they call it? Betrothed? Because Frank pinned me.
Betrothed.
Yeah. Frank pinned me.
I did.
Wow.
I have
nice.
An NJ2AS pin. And now I'm pinned. Frank, am I your girl?
You
that's
are.
Pretty good.
Nice.
Why don't we
nice.
Put on our NJ2AS pins and go to a Bloomberg meeting?
Nice. Oh, Bloomberg. I don't want to talk about him. But. One more thing real quick. If you weren't here for the bacon explosion last week, Ryan McKenney, who sent us the bacon explosion, said, finally got a chance to listen to episode 101 and appreciate the shout out. In addition to the F Sandy, I could not... Sorry. I could not stop at the laughing at the image of Big Jimmy eating the bacon explosion on a buttered roll. Got to try that myself. Hopefully, I will have some time to shoot next week, and I will see you at the range. Yours truly, Ryan McKenney. He's a member here. He belongs to every organization, big Gun for Hire Radio supporter.
Excellent.
So now us guys, we're like sex offenders, right?
Yeah.
We have to register. IRS is going to audit us. So the campaign has pretty much started. And I can't believe last night I watched in the news, Benghazi is actually starting to get some play. What do you guys feel about this? Not you, Sandy. Nobody wants to hear from you anymore.
Well,
Grant Gallagher told me that you're not allowed to talk on the show. What do you guys think?
And who is Grant Gallagher?
I'll tell you later. He works for the government, and he's here to help you.
I got to ask you the question. Did it have the word gun in it, the article?
No, then you didn't get a chance to read it.
Benghazi, okay. Scott. What's going on with Benghazi?
Look,
if it was Nixon, what would have happened with Benghazi? If it was a Bush?
If it was a Republican, it would have been all over the news, screaming right from the get-go.
Right.
But, you know, eventually the truth percolates to the surface sooner or later.
Correct.
Okay, in this case, you know, the 2016 election season has begun.
Yes, I would say that is interesting, yeah.
Well, I'm still waiting for the Eric Holder thing to come to, for, you know.
No,
yeah, it's never going to happen.
Which one? Never going to happen.
The gun-running Eric Holder? Or wait, which gun-running now? Was it the gun-running in Benghazi or the gun-running to Mexico City? We have to really define.
It's very confusing to me.
This is an interesting, open, wide open, transparent administration.
Well, let's see what happens. Another thing that the news has been underreporting is gun deaths have dropped by half in the past 20 years,
yep.
And Americans are unaware of it because the mainstream media are MSDNC or CNDNC, as Ainsley Reynolds would say, will not report this.
Exactly right.
Okay, they will not report
this. Exactly right. And look at the Pew poll that shows that. The Pew poll thinks, everybody who responded to the Pew poll thinks that gun crime is up, murder rates are up, because that's all you hear.
What kind of poll are you talking about? The Pew poll? What?
The Pew poll. Stop it.
I think it speaks for itself by the name, yes, don't you?
The Pew poll. But seriously, guys, I mean, listen to me. Gun deaths are at an all-time low. They've dropped in the past 20 years, but the media is still beating us up. And I am so tired of hearing this. This is what I hear from anti-gunners. Well, we have to do something Newtown.
Nothing is something.
Okay.
And you know, if you take a look at the statistics there, and the gun crimes have dropped, and they compared it to what? The 70s and the late 60s. What happened in 1968 that caused a massive upsurge in gun violence and gun crime?
Riots?
No. Remember 1968?
Assassinations?
The first gun bans that started to come through.
Oh, when we copied the Nazi gun control?
Yeah, when we copied the Nazi gun patrol. Yes.
Control?
Right. And all of a sudden now, that's
Mom. Oh boy,
this is going to be a long show.
You have to. This is going to be a long show.
Listen, real quick, we surmised earlier that since every friggin' time the media gets Frank's name wrong, they say it's Flamingo instead of Flamingo.
That's good.
I said to Frank, it's a good thing because when they issue a warrant for his arrest, they're going to bust down somebody's door in Hoboken or something and arrest them.
Well, here's the good news, right? My siblings own a house across the street. I'm just going to switch the house
numbers.
That's
right.
There's nobody living there right now. It got wiped out in Hurricane Sandy. So let them bust in that house.
That's right. I don't know the man.
Did I just say that on the air?
Yes.
Oh, yes, damn. You did.
That's okay.
Unfortunately, it's only a million plus people just heard that. That's not a big issue.
It's unbelievable what's going on right now. Now, New Jersey, we're going to get into New Jersey. Do you have anything else nationally, guys? Anything you want to talk about? Or I know you've all been focused on...
It's been Jersey. I mean, Frank and I have been
there's plenty
buried.
Of stuff going on in Trenton, too. Besides what's been going on in Trenton, there's a bit of a response problem from 911. They don't show up.
Well, 30 minutes.
30 minutes.
Yeah. Home invasion.
Ain't that special. We'll be right back.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise. And although Katie is only 5 feet tall, and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Hit it. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Worked on Loretta Weinberg, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
Oh, yeah. This segment is sponsored by Get Out Safe NJ. Their Facebook page is Get Out Safe New Jersey. Frank DeMeo was on Route 10. We did a remote from there. Get Out Safe NJ. If you want a bailout bag, you guys over here, Matt and Dan, if you've never been there, he's on Route 10 in Whippany by Il Capriccio. You stop in there, let me tell you, man. He has everything you need for emergency preparedness and planning. It's better than the internet because you go there, you tell him you're a vegetarian, you're a diabetic, you have you can't have salt because of hypertension. He will set up bags for you, couple of $100, go bags for the trunk of your car, one to have him work. I think that it's a must for everybody.
Absolutely.
Today.
And you can see it and touch it.
Yeah,
it's not something that you
know. Seriously, and I actually do have to go because all our supplies got wiped out in Sandy.
You should really go see him, Frank. Frank DeMeo. He's been a supporter of Gunfire Radio. He pushes everybody our way,
yeah,
and vice versa.
To Frank. He's a good guy.
He's working on some new products now. We also discussed Knappen chimed in because people wanted to know what size knife they could keep in their bailout bag in their car without getting locked up or whatever.
It's a quarter inch, right?
Yeah, no, it's not. But actually, Knappen says you could keep like a machete in that bailout bag as long as it's in like the trunk of your car.
Oh, really?
Or the back of your SUV. He addressed it on the Gunfire Radio Facebook page. No, it's right. You can only hit somebody. You have to hit them less than 15 times.
If it's an assault machete, you can't have it.
Is it so, black? Then it has to
mine
be.
Has
it
a
has to be registered.
You know? And so again, I go round about, you hear our sponsors, the ones we talk about. You need to support them. You need to repost them. You need to, listen, what better gift to give somebody? Don't go to friggin' Macy's and buy somebody a tie or some shit they're going to throw in the bottom of their closet. Go see Frank and buy a loved one a $150 bag to keep in their car that if the crap ever hits the fan, they have it.
Or storage.
Think about this, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, what better way to, listen, they could call you the neighborhood, you know, the family crazy or whatever, till they need it.
Yes,
until they need it.
Right.
Till they need it. So now that we got that gun done, you guys have been taking a massive beating. Okay.
No, it's been all Scott.
Yeah, right. I saw your testimony, Frank. So tell us a little bit. Frank, why don't you lead off a little bit and then Scott.
You know, I tried to start this. We had the first session on April 30th, and I tried to give the Senate an easy lesson, you know, like a third grade lesson on the history of the Second Amendment, because obviously they have no clue what it really means. And what I noticed was after spending, you know, I would say 5 minutes going over all the details of how we got the Second Amendment and what it means about, you know, keeping the balance of power in the hands of the people, where it belongs, in a government of the people, by the people, for the people, I could not have seen more glazed looks. And that was only from the two that were paying attention.
Because they don't give a shit.
They don't.
If you don't watch it, if you go on ANJRPC or NJ2AS or Gunfire site, we have links to the disrespectful videos from the assembly hearings and the Senate hearings. Yeah. They don't give a shit. We're talking. They're having sidebars. They're shuffling papers. Again, the pro-gun people were limited to 2 minutes. Their mics were cut off. The pro-gun people were limited. The anti-gun people were, they could talk for an hour if they wanted to.
Brian Miller.
Scott said that they were told the day before, the morning of, what were you told?
We were told everyone, they were going to let the leaders of the Second Amendment community each have 10 minutes to start.
Oh,
then they
nice.
Called the four of us up and said, okay, you have 10 minutes total. Okay, wow. Right there. So that's... we all prepared. You know, we decided how we were going to use our 10 minutes, and then all of a sudden it was 2 minutes.
Now, I want to bring something to your attention. We have something that a lot of states don't have. Sitting in this room right now is we have the president, executive director of the ANJRPC and the president of the ANJRPC, which are the two... NJ2AS.
Anthony needs to catch whatever. Up on his sleep.
Frank Fiammingo and Scott Bach are in the studio. Okay? Two of them are in the studio because we have solidarity. They're at all of the hearings. Okay? Right. Many states do not have what we have.
Exactly.
Because our Second Amendment organizations are infighting on who is going to get the glory while we lose. Okay? And at Guns for Hire Radio, we got all of these guys sitting in the studio, and nobody's sitting between them, right? We have witnesses, right? Nobody's sitting. Okay? They're sitting next to each other.
I brought a first aid kit.
But did you hear what Scott said? That they got together, they figured out they had their 10 minutes, so it's like, all right, Frank, you're going to talk about that, so I'm going to talk about this, and we'll drive the, Frank said the hammer and anvil when I met him 2.5 years ago. And here you go. We have this solidarity, and these son of a bitches won't let us talk.
Yeah. Well, they don't care.
They set us up.
That.
Go ahead, Scott. Yeah,
their agenda has been revealed, despite their rhetoric, we were told after what happened in the assembly in February, we were told, don't worry. It's going to be different in the Senate. We're going to go slower. We have a smaller agenda. We're going to take input from you. We're going to make sure everybody's happy.
We're not going to rush these through.
Right. Right.
And what happened?
They rushed them right through.
Well, look, they had a bunch of meetings, okay? And all I can tell you is the outcome of these meetings is the other side got 95% of what it wants, and we got 5% of what we want.
Nice.
Okay? So it's the illusion.
Typical Jersey way.
It's the illusion of being fair. Okay. And, you know, as we've attended these hearings and Frank, I didn't, you know, this is your time to speak here, but,
stop fighting.
It's just been more and more apparent. Frank and I both have stories we could tell you to illustrate
that. We want to hear them.
It's very apparent.
Well, we will. And here's the thing. Well, look at the what happened towards the end. You know, one of our guys, James Kalita. I mean,
he was on the show last week.
He was giving great testimony.
You don't listen to the show, Frank. You should be listening.
He's busy. He's busy fighting.
Wait that say guns.
F both of you.
Is the word gun in it? Because if it doesn't have
Guns for Hire Radio.
James
Kalita and his son Owen were in the studio last week, and James went over the whole thing. They totally disrespected him. They had state police eject him out.
Eject him.
Okay?
Physically now, eject him. And then after that, shortly after that, they shut down. Now, this is supposed to be a hearing, of the people, right?
Yeah.
A hearing of the people by the Senate so that they... you know, we'll understand our point of view on these bills. Well, they listened to as many people as they wanted for 2 minutes each, and then at 4 o'clock they just shut it down. Well, Helene Hinkle, who's a very patriotic young woman, she went and she said, "I haven't gotten a chance to speak yet. I want to speak." They went to throw her out.
Yep.
That's when I stood up and made everybody say the Pledge of Allegiance.
That was
and
nice.
While everybody was standing
except
up,
Norcross.
I grabbed her and we walked out.
But Norcross didn't stand up.
Well, here's
Norcross doesn't know the Pledge of Allegiance.
Weinberg jumped up like a jack in a box. I mean, I never saw that old woman jump up so fast.
This was the best.
She almost broke her neck.
Well, before she jumped up, you watched her brain fry when she's trying to decide, do I do what my committee chair is doing, which is sitting in his seat, or do I respect the pledge? She did pop up.
Unbelievable.
It was a great moment.
We'll be back.
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappin.com or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Nappin, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it.
And that's what they want to do in New Jersey.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I don't care what they say. That is exactly what they want to do.
I just want to let everybody know that the music that you've all been listening to is now part of a released album. It's available on iTunes. The title track is called People Gotta Be Free. It's by Jerry Alvin Dean, the Memphis recording star. And we want to thank RCO Records for the use of that music for the past... Well, it's been like 6 months now, right?
Yes. We get a lot of emails. People want to know who the music was from, so it's out there now. Jerry Dean, it's on iTunes.
On iTunes.
Real quick, this segment is sponsored by Waldorf Chiropractic. WaldorfChiro.com. Dr. Eric, a staunch Second Amendment supporter. He belongs to all these organizations. He volunteers his time and services.
Great guy.
He's centrally located in Bridgewater, New Jersey. Frank, you should stop down for an adjustment on your way home tonight.
Attitude.
I can set that up. Attitude adjustment.
Can you do that? Attitude. Yes. No one can adjust.
That would be a miracle worker.
If you don't live, if you don't live 20 or 30 miles from Dr. Eric, or you live further around, you could refer people to him.
Yes.
Because Facebook,
Twitter,
Waldorf Chiro. He's on Facebook. We say it all the time, but when you go to anybody who supplies services, from your landscaper, your gardener, your sprinkler guy, ask them their opinion on firearms. If they're anti-gun, F them and never spend a dime, because the profits they're making off you, they're spending against us by supporting people like Weinberg and Sweeney.
Right.
Okay?
That's why we ask you to patronize
our sponsors,
because we know that they're 2A sponsors. We're not telling you to go out and buy stuff you don't need.
Milcom comes in here. What do you need? You want
exactly.
Get sample kits
everywhere,
to give away,
everywhere.
Every barbecue,
every show.
Nappin, Evan, I need you to come down, do a book signing.
Absolutely.
I need you to come down
it's
and speak.
Here.
He drives 4.5 hours from New Hampshire.
Right.
He drives right down. All right. Frank lives in Manahawkin. He lives over 90 miles away. He's here today.
Exactly.
On a beautiful day, he's here today. He could be spending time with his grandchildren, or his wife could have him doing stuff around the house.
Oh, that's why I'm here.
So, guys, let's talk a little more about the disrespect before we get into confiscate.
Well, just one highlight from the hearing, and that is one of the more interesting people testifying was a councilwoman from Morristown, who got up and said, you know, I'm here testifying, and I'm the brave one in my town because there are people like me who are afraid to speak out because they're afraid of getting shot if they speak out.
Are you
on
serious?
These bills.
Yeah.
I swear to you.
Because
and
that happens
said,
all the time.
I am being brave and sticking my neck out today.
Oh,
Frank,
my
you remember that.
God.
Oh, yeah. Well,
it's just
the,
unbelievable.
I mean, they're still clearing out the bodies from the assembly, you know. Where,
oh, sure. Where, yeah, they were piled up in the street. They had to bring the bulldozers in on Trenton and everything.
Let me tell you the scariest word that I heard, or the scariest phrase I heard probably 100 times over the course of these hearings over 2 weeks, and that is, this is just the beginning.
Yes.
That was said over and over and over by the bill sponsors, by the antis promoting these, and by the anti-gun groups that were speaking.
And we know this. This is nothing new to us. We know this. We know that the next, no matter what happens, even in Washington, even if everything gets tabled that they're talking about, they're just waiting for the next mass murder. They're poised. They're like sharks who smell blood in the water.
You know, Sandy, to that point, we can't forget the elephant in the room, how Loretta Weinberg marched the parents of those dead children into our Senate hearing.
Right.
I mean, talk about tactics.
Absolutely. Dancing in the blood of children.
Absolutely. To this day, I've asked a lot of different people, and to this day, I still don't have an answer who paid for that.
Right.
Who paid to bring them here? Right. Who paid to put them up? Who paid for
their
expenses? But
wait, why did they get front row seats, which were taken by our supporters, by the way? The two front rows were reserved
for
them.
But they tried to keep the supporters out.
They tried to keep them, but the supporters took the seats. And then they got to stay in the back of the Senate chambers where they were fed and where they were confided in.
While everybody else was herded like cattle.
Correct, right, Scott?
Yeah.
You have to sit there all day like herd cattle.
Absolutely.
Right? And
absolutely.
Be treated like shit by our elected officials, and we can't get enough people in this entrenched Democratic state to wake up and realize it's all of our rights.
That has to change, people. You guys that are out there that are listening to this and are not members of the ANJRPC and the NJ2AS, who are not coming out to these rallies, who are not signing up for the events that we run, you guys got to get up off your ass
and listen. You all know if you listen. A lot of people work. They work in New York, or people have one income. You got to write a check. $25, $5.
Absolutely. We need the money here because you have no idea how much money is on the other side. It's pouring in. It's pouring in.
Because they play in the blood of children.
Exactly right. And it's there is a tremendous amount of power. There's media on their side. They have money on their side, and they have power on their side. And their goal is to disarm every single one of us. And if you don't believe that, I don't know how many New Jersey gun owners I have to fight with on a regular basis to try to get them to understand the reality here.
Look, I grew up in New York City. I didn't grow up with guns. And years ago, I used to think, well, these people are just misguided. They just don't understand.
Yeah.
They understand exactly what they're doing. And that, you know, when you look at the facts, it is crystal clear that they are advancing a multi-decade agenda to essentially eliminate private gun rights. Okay.
Right.
And they are chipping away bit by bit. New Jersey is already a gun banner's dream. What the heck more do they want?
Right.
Okay. They, you know, they,
what else can
they
you
want
do
everything.
That's right. That is
they
right.
Want confiscation.
That's right.
That's right.
Did you
that's
read Mike Kelly's article the other day about banning bullets?
Yeah.
Right. Did you read that? You responded.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
everybody all responded in email. So in other words, a great way to
tell
stop drugs. Mike Kelly wrote an article that the Senate is dumb. Instead of banning guns, they should be banning bullets. And accessibility to bullets, because then we've like Scott said that time we had that bill, it's an end run around the Second Amendment.
Absolutely.
You know, I posted to Mike Kelly from the record that's like trying to say we're going to ban drunk driving by limiting gas, rationing gas. That's going to work, right?
Right.
Dumb. Stop blaming the tool.
Exactly.
Okay? We talk about it all the time.
It just muddies the water.
Correct.
But they
meanwhile,
do not...
people are dying while they're focusing on that.
Right. But they don't care that the people are dying. You're laboring under the illusion that they really care about stopping violence, that they care about the people who are being killed. If they cared about all of this, they would keep prisoners in jail where they belong.
No. They care about appearing to care about it.
Well, of
correct.
Course.
Okay, that's really the perception that they're trying
this
to.
This is, like Scott said, this is a multi-generational agenda that has been around since the beginning of time, since the beginning of the Progressive Party. And the Progressive Party has infiltrated forget the Democrat Party. It is not the Democrat Party that we grew up with.
Nope.
It is gone. It is completely socialist communist. It has an agenda. And the agenda is to make us all serfs.
So let me tell you about hearing part two. So that was, the first part was April 30th, then they had the second part of the hearing on May 2nd. And I got punished. I wasn't allowed to speak at the beginning with the big people. I had to sit at the children's table because I annoyed Michael Maitland or whatever his name is.
Marky Maple, I like that.
Donald Cross's Donald Norcross's aide. You know, because when he came up to me and said, "You're only going to get 2 minutes today," I looked at him and I said, "What are you talking about 2 minutes? I mean, there's nobody here. I mean, it's not like the last time where there were 400 people that we brought in. We purposely didn't bring in 400 people this time, right? Well, you're only getting 2 minutes." I said, "Well, why are we getting 2 minutes? You're only getting 2 minutes." He tried to broken record me. So I turned around to the audience and I said, "Hey, everybody, we're only getting 2 minutes, even though there's nobody here." And he got so
Oh, because God forbid you challenge him.
I challenged him. How dare
you? Public masters do not like to be threatened.
Yes. However, I did finally get my 2 minutes, and I didn't even use them because I only really had a couple of things to say. And the first thing I did when I got up was I asked the question, by what rules of organization is this meeting being conducted? Because, you know, obviously you throw people out when you're unhappy with what they say. And, you know, I only want to know how to conduct myself. So what are the rules? And they cut my mic off. They cut my mic off and told me to speak about the bills or not, or get out.
So there's no Roberts rules of order.
He said that's the Senate's rules.
Oh, the Senate.
So when I asked the insiders, the answer is whatever the chairman wants them to be.
That's what the Senate rules are. Okay, and Dan Schmutter's researched this. They can do pretty much whatever they want. They can make up the rules. They can change the rules.
On the fly? They can do
this,
Dan?
Well, Dan, would you chime in on that, Dan? A little bit about Dan Schmutter's in the House. I'm pulling that. What is the Senate rules? Is this something to do with like with kings and queens and emperors?
As soon as we come back from the break, Dan, so you got to sit down.
Stay right there.
Hear about Robert's Rules of Order. She makes some interesting, exciting radio.
Everybody have your caffeine now.
Well, before we get to that next exciting segment, I've got something very important to talk to you about. The time for talking to politicians is over. I don't know about you, but I'm done talking to politicians who ridicule our concerns and laugh at us behind closed doors. It's time to start talking to one another and to everyone we meet about defending our right to defend ourselves and our families. Progressive politicians, both Democrats and Republicans, in Trenton and in D.C., are counting on us to remain silent as they strip away our civil rights and render us helpless victims, dependent upon them for help. Help that history shows will likely never come in time. Just ask the women in Cleveland, who, despite numerous reports to the police, waited 10 years in brutal captivity until they were finally rescued by a neighbor. We need to stop counting on bureaucrats and start counting on one another. It's time to get out of the house. It's time to get out of your comfort zone. It's time to get to know your neighbors. It's time to let them know that you're the kind of person who can be counted on because you are a responsible gun owner. It's time to come out of the closet. And it's time to start a new conversation. And the best conversation starter we've ever seen has just arrived at Gun for Hire Radio Studios. It all started about 6 months ago when award-winning artist Matt Danchus was driving his 8-year-old son Dylan to a Boy Scout sleepover. That was the first time he heard it. The first time he heard a shout, "I will not comply." Matt said as soon as he heard it, he saw an image immediately before him. It was an image so powerful that it literally forced him to pull over to the side of the road and sketch it out right then and there. When Matt showed us his final design, we were totally blown away. The design is made up of two very simple elements, a war-tattered American flag and an image of the Capitol building, that visually combine to form one hell of a powerful message. When you look at it, the first thing you notice is that the flag is almost upside down. An upside-down U.S. flag is an official sign of distress. A signal of dire distress used in instances of extreme danger to life or property. We the people and the dire distress to our lives and property are represented by that upside down flag. The 10 stars on the flag, one for each of the amendments in our Bill of Rights, are aligned in the same fashion that they would have been on a World War II flag. The artist wanted a powerful reference to another war where American men and women were forced to defend freedom against tyranny and oppression. If you look closely, you'll see that there's a storm behind the Capitol building. That storm represents the fight that we, the people, will bring against those who would strip us of our rights to life, liberty, and the defense of our property. Look closer, and you'll notice that the storm behind the Capitol is visually aligned
as if to push the flag back up to its upright and correct position, signifying that it's up to us, you and me, and everyone we can muster, to turn our country and this state right side up again. In the center of the design, in big, bold letters, our battle cry, I will not comply. It's time for we the people to stand together and send a shockwave through Trenton and D.C. It's time to put those arrogant, condescending, self-serving career politicians on notice. It's time to clean house. It's time for every man and woman of conscience to make their voices heard in the streets and in the voting boxes. It's time to let the politicians know that we will not stand idly by while they render us helpless to defend our family. Yes, it's time to change the conversation. They say a picture is worth 1,000 words. Imagine how loud those words will be when those same politicians who ridicule us and laugh behind our backs look out and see tens of thousands of patriots united in mind and spirit and determination. Well, thanks to New York artist Matt Danches and the good folks at 37T's right here in New Jersey, that amazing inspirational design is now something you can wear, along with tens of thousands of others just like us, law-abiding, responsible gun owners who are willing to stand and be counted among those who are unashamed to be unafraid. When you wear your I Will Not Comply t-shirt at the range, a neighborhood barbecue, to your kids' ball game, or to a friendly neighborhood gun buyback program, you're saying volumes without even uttering a word. You're saying that you're not just gonna sit down and shut up. You're gonna speak out for your civil rights. Your I Will Not Comply t-shirt is your notification to the world that you're someone who's willing to put up or shut up, to stop complaining and start doing, to get off the sidelines and stand on the front lines, to go from spectator to instigator, from watching things happen to making things happen. Make no mistake about it, we're in a fight for our very lives against a powerful, well-organized, well-funded, dark and evil force. But it only takes a single point of light to defeat the darkest darkness. By wearing your I Will Not Comply message, you're putting the world on notice that you are that person, that point of light. Victory must be won, one mind, one heart, one soul, one conversation at a time. The gun banners and freedom grabbers are counting on you to do nothing. Let them know they counted wrong. Won't you please help us in our fight for freedom by buying a t-shirt for yourself and maybe another one for someone you know? You can get yours at Gun for Hire Radio Studios located right here at the beautiful Woodland Park Range, home of the Gun for Hire Firearms Academy, or at any NJ2AS meeting or event. The shirts are made right here in New Jersey by 37T's in Toms River. And the proceeds from every sale go to benefit our fight for liberty right here in the not-so-green Garden State. The shirts are available in sizes small all the way up to 5X Fat Bastard. There's even ladies' sizes, too. And they look great. For years now, you've been asking us how you can support Gun for Hire Radio. Now you got a way. Won't you please help us in our fight for freedom by buying a t-shirt for yourself and maybe another one for someone you know? Hell, buy one and send it to your mayor, especially if he's one of Bloomberg's crew. Now that ought to send a message.
And this segment is sponsored by the New Jersey Second Amendment Society.
Yay!
And we have
Frank,
Frank Flamingo, a.k.a. Frank Flamingo. Yeah.
And Mandingo.
And Mandingo.
NJ2AS.com, New Jersey Second Amendment Society on Facebook, all right? Send them a message. Tell them you heard Frank on the show today. Over the next couple of weeks, we're going to be having Frank and Bach and Dan and everybody on because, you know, this is the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, and these guys are driving down to Trenton. And Frank knows they stuck it to us in the Senate because why did they have the meetings one day, off a day, and then another day? Because they knew we'd all have to take off from work. They don't have to take off from work because they don't work. Okay?
Yeah, they just
show up. NJ2AS.com. Dan, just come over for a second and tell us what's going on. Well, first of all, Matt C. wanted me to talk about the state police in the Senate chambers are like the Praetorian Guard because everybody goes through body search and cavity search and metal detectors, but as soon as they don't like what you're saying, they send the Imperial Stormtroopers over to grab you and eject you from the place, okay? So, Dan, what's up with the Senate? What are the Senate rules, Dan?
You don't need to do that.
Well, Anthony, both houses of the legislature are governed by rules. There are assembly rules and there are Senate rules. And it gives the appearance that the legislature's proceedings are governed by due process. The problem is that the rules are just filled with all sorts of waivers and the ability of the Senate president to dispense with various procedures. And so they can largely do what they want. It appears that they're constrained by process, but they really aren't.
Let me just add to that, okay? Because we've been dealing with this now for a month, okay, as far as bill drafts. Okay, we're told something's going to happen to a bill. Bills are changing. We still, with the Senate about to vote on a bunch of bills on Monday, we still don't have the final versions online.
Yes.
Okay, in the middle of the hearing this past Thursday, just before the hot mic incident, you know, the bill, we were handed a new copy of this Sweeney firearms ID card bill, and, you know, all of a sudden, the whole bill's changed. There's no showing of what's been changed in it, and we're supposed to digest it in 10 minutes. Still don't know today what these bills are going to look like. The point is, it's a shifting sand. They can change it from minute to minute. They posted something the night before the last hearing, thinking, well, we would miss it.
Yeah, but the hearing is just the hearing is just a dog and pony show.
Yeah,
it's an illusion.
Right.
It's an illusion to make again perception. They want to be seen as being fair, without being fair.
Correct.
Yeah, it's all a show.
It's all about.
It's all a sham. It's all a sham and a show.
Kabuki there is theater. One thing that we have on our side, though. And that's it's the truth. The truth is on our side.
You know, Scott told me him and Alexander Rubian from NJ. 2AS were at the Senate hearings on Monday. Mm-hmm. And who was peeking their head out from back in the Senate chambers?
Ceasefire New Jersey, Brian Miller and company.
Unbelievable.
But, you know, I mean, the thing is, here's where you know the fix is in, okay? When the people who are usually out front and very visible are hiding in the back and you see Senate staff running back and forth to go out of the room outside of your vision, outside of your view, you know the fix is in, okay? Somebody said, you're going to get your way, just keep a low profile, okay? That's why he was kind of skulking around back there. And look,
like the rat that he is?
So what do you guys think Christie's going to do?
I think Christie's a mixed bag, okay?
Well, his feet are going to be in the fire.
That's right. I mean,
I have the definitive answer.
Go ahead.
Christie's going to do whatever's best in his interest.
Of course.
That's what he's going to do.
But for New Jersey, he could sign all of these and he'll do good. But nationally, that's going to hurt him.
I agree.
I think.
But he doesn't have a shot nationally. He still thinks he does, but he really doesn't have.
Well, that's okay. So as long as he believes he
Sandy,
as long as he believes he has a shot, then he's going to have to veto most of this.
I think he has a shot in 16.
Are you serious?
I think Christie has a shot.
Because he had his lap band done?
Regardless, I think Christie's a straight shooter. And I'm not going to use this real comparison, but Christie can be like a Ronald Reagan, you know, when it comes to speaking to the people.
Guy is a progressive. He has appointed anti-gun attorneys general
I think what Anthony's saying is he's extremely charismatic. He connects with people.
Yes.
True.
Okay. And
if they're outside of the state of New Jersey, yeah.
Well, the point is, he is very charismatic. We have been missing a charismatic leader for a very long time. Agreed. On the Republican side.
Since Reagan.
So
Christie can go out on the podium and he talks straight talk. And he, listen, he's a moderate Republican. If any Republican has a chance, listen, I love Senator Cruz. He ain't getting it. Okay? Well, he's not getting it.
I think
Christie
the issue
would
is,
get it.
Once this country suffers 12 years of Barack Obama, if we...
12 years?
Yeah, there's going to be a third election.
There's going to be a third election. I think one of the biggest problems...
That wouldn't be an election, now, would it?
That wouldn't be an election.
Don't worry.
Well, it's like he's in the Bloomberg handbook.
Would you say the Senate makes their own rules, right?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
You know, I think one of the... is that a 50 caliber I hear in the background?
It's probably. Isn't it great to have a studio at the end of the range?
Great. I know. I love it.
We keep ducking. We keep ducking.
I keep things whizzing by. It's amazing.
When we come back, we're going to talk about confiscate, confiscate, confiscate. I'm going to read something that was taped by the Coven, as Frank would say, which is a group of witches.
And push comes to shove. Strangers help strangers get by.
For the first time ever, you can get the very same extreme performance gun care system used by U.S. Special Forces, the FBI, Navy SEALs, and Army Rangers. Their guns need to work all the time, no exception. That's why this very special formula was created. And this very same formula is being made available to you. So now, you can get up to 10 times more rounds downrange between cleaning and ultra-reliable lubrication in any condition from blistering desert heat to bone-cracking Arctic tundra. For a very limited time, you can get this amazing gun care system at a ridiculous special introductory price of less than $15 delivered right to your door. Use promotion code G1, that's GOLF1, when you call to order toll-free at 877-NRA-GUN-1. That's 877-NRA-GUN and the number 1.
Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees. Just follow the link on the gunforhireradio.com homepage.
And just be sure it's the real, genuine Lipstick Bodyguard, not some cheap Chinese knockoff that may not work when you need it. Lipstick Bodyguard is not available in stores, only at lipstickbodyguard.com, and soon at the Gun for Hire
range. By the way, the I Will Not Comply shirts are flying off the shelves at the range.
Are.
If you look at the Senate hearings, there was a bunch of people wearing them. People testified in the I Will Not Comply shirts. I love it.
Wearing it. And just remember, too, guys, that proceeds from those shirts are going to directly stay here in New Jersey for 2A benefits.
Wait a minute. I thought we were buying milkshakes with the profit.
Yeah, well, that too.
Couple of things.
You just mentioned milkshakes.
Sorry.
Thank you very much.
Sorry.
I appreciate
that's
that.
A 2A purpose
that's
around here.
Exactly. Around here it is, yeah.
So Frank Fiammingo refers to
his name all wrong.
As the Coven, which if you Google Coven, it means a group of witches. And it was Senator Loretta, I can say that, Senator Loretta Weinberg, Senator Sandra Cunningham, and Senator Linda Greenstein.
Yeah.
And here's what they said. We need a bill that was going to confiscate, confiscate, confiscate. They, gun owners, want to keep the guns out of the hands of the bad guys, because they don't, right? But they don't have any regulations to do it.
Oh, you need regulations?
Yeah.
How's that working out for you?
I don't know. They don't care about the bad guys. All they want to do is have their little guns and do whatever they want with them. That's the line they've developed.
This is a dialogue that's going on when they think that the microphones are off.
Correct.
Yeah, exactly.
It was an open mic, and an astute Second Amendment supporter was listening to it, picked it up, cleaned up the audio, and blasted it on YouTube, and gave it to NJ2AS. ANJRPC did an email blast on it. Everyone's been listening to it. NJ.com posted it. Crying Brian Miller logged in that us NRA people are like cockroaches, that when the flashlight is put on us, we scurry like roaches.
Meanwhile, the Blaze picked it up.
Yes, Glenn Beck got it.
So now it's national.
Yep.
It's viral.
It went viral.
Yeah, but so, you know what? It's not going to matter.
No.
They
no.
don't care.
Well, you know,
we need to make them care.
I'm gonna beg to differ with you on that. Okay, one of the things that...
You can beg all you want.
Please. Mom. Ma.
Oh,
mama,
I like ma.
Mommy.
Mommy.
Ma.
Mom. Mom.
Go ahead. The thing that they don't like, politicians do not like to be embarrassed. They do not like to be embarrassed, and that
they
causes them that causes
job.
Them great political pain.
Right.
It really does.
Come on, they're all freaking drunks, adulterers, thieves, kickbacks.
But
well, come on,
Frank is also laboring under the illusion that the voting population in the state of New Jersey is on our side.
They're not.
What, are you serious?
They're not. I know
Frank,
that.
Listen, Frank is actually right about this. For the last 10 years...
You're saying that
we have stopped...
It's a surprise.
Well, listen.
I was surprised.
You would think, okay, look, the last 10 years we've been outvoted in the state.
Yeah,
we've stopped most of the bills that have come through over the last 10 years. Now is a different circumstance, but part of the way we've done that is using that principle. They don't want heat from anybody. They're politicians. They want everybody to like them. So if you can create chaos, confusion, dissension, pressure on them, they respond, even
Absolutely.
Though they might not be on
nobody wants
side.
A spotlight on you when you're adulterating and kickbacking.
Okay,
and
that's another way
triple
to look
dipping,
at it.
And molesting and triple dipping.
I have to share a secret.
Go ahead.
I don't like them.
Listen to me.
Frank, I think the feeling is mutual.
That'll
guys,
be a shock to them.
I read like 27 media outlets of news every day. It's two criminals, violent crime, politician. I mean, it's always kickbacks and triple dipping and this and that and cover-ups and
Absolutely.
Stuff. I mean, when
That's
are we going to wake
way.
Up?
Well, we're so used to it. We're so beaten down. Listen, when we come back, I want to talk about the fellow who was in Trenton who had to wait 30 minutes for cops to arrive. And everybody says, dial 911. That's the solution.
If they answer.
If they ever answer, which apparently they didn't. And they told him to call back.
In our hearts that every word is real.
This portion of Gun for Hire Radio is being brought to you by Gun for Hire Firearms Academy, America's Urban Defense Institute for over 30 years, with 4 state-of-the-art facilities in New Jersey, 2 of them just minutes from New York City and Philadelphia, offering indoor and outdoor training, moving and shooting, tactical weapons training, baton, handcuff, and mace, executive protection training and certification, multi-state CCW permits, and armed security and retired law enforcement qualifications. Gun for Hire Academy is equipped with a state-of-the-art FATS, Firearms Training Simulator, and is the only training facility in the world approved for civilian, force-on-force, simmunitions training. Whether you're a beginner who's never touched a gun, or a seasoned professional looking to keep your skills sharp, you'll find something tailored just for you at Gun for Hire. Flying in from out of town? We'll pick you up at the airport. Find out more at gunforhire.com. Train where the pros do. Gun for Hire, America's Urban Defense Institute.
Take a piece of America back.
It's called truth. It's called truth. Truth.
We the last of the vintage.
Truth. Yeah, something that the New Jersey politicians know nothing about.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure. So we're pretty much screwed here. But Trenton, this guy had a home invasion. Somebody broke into his house, and he held the guy at bay for 30 minutes.
He was hand-to-hand with this guy while his wife is calling 911. 911 answers and says, you have to call back on a non-emergent number.
Excuse me?
Yes. In Trenton.
This is Trenton. And okay. Then he expects that at least someone will show up because he calls on a non-emergent number. And his wife calls on a non-emergent number. And he's out there wrestling with this guy now in his front lawn. And he's hoping that
minutes.
Somebody shows up.
What do you say, Frank? Next time we have a hearing, we have an audio of that tape to play for them before we testify they're banning guns.
I think that's an idea.
Got to just get it under FOIA, right?
The police director said that the Trenton Police Department acted properly and dispatch acted properly.
Yeah.
Listen, this is why people need guns.
Exactly why people need guns.
And this, you've heard me say this before, but the U.S. Supreme Court has said if when you dial 911, if the police
Warren
show up,
Warren v. D.C.
and others, if they show up late or never show up at all,
that's tough.
You have no recourse.
You have no recourse whatsoever.
You are on your own.
Yep.
And on the other hand is the state is trying to tie our hands. When you're on your own and it's up to you to defend yourself,
the state wants to handicap you.
It's insane.
This is insane. And we have to do something about this. We have to stop making this about guns. We're falling into the problem. We're falling into their trap. They're talking about guns. We're talking about guns. This, to me, we've talked about this off the air a number of times. This is a civil rights issue.
That's correct. That is a civil rights issue.
You know, if everyone were to understand, if most of the people who were standing there and testifying in Trenton were to understand that gun laws are all about Jim Crow.
Yes. That's where they started.
And we've got to remind them. Most people don't know this. They've been reminded over and over.
And you know what? When you start talking about that, they roll their eyes. Right, Frank? Right.
They don't get it.
They don't want to get it.
I don't think they can relate to that. So we have to try to update it, modernize it, and bring it to, what's happening today. And you may have seen some of my posts that I'm talking about doing nonviolent civil disobedience. You're going to see a lot more of that in the coming weeks. And
I think what we need to do is reach out to every single one who's listening right now, and we need you. We have to stop talking to politicians,
I agree.
We need to start talking to each other.
Yes.
Go talk to your neighbors.
They don't give a shit.
Exactly right. They're never going to give a shit. The only way they're going to care is when we all stop voting these clowns in.
That's right.
Sandy,
that's the key.
While we're all hot and bothered, can we push this segment out a little bit so Scott could talk about some of the bills? Because people want to know what's going on, like with the training and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Scott, do you have a couple of little things? Can you hit us with that?
Yeah, I can.
Frank will chime in and I'll chime in.
This is kind of a moving target, so anything I say is subject to change.
Correct.
We still haven't seen the final version
of the
bill. But
what do you have right now?
Well, what we're expecting to be heard in the Senate on Monday are the 50 caliber gun ban, what I call the Omnibus Sweeney Bill, this giant bill that replaces FID cards, has a training mandate. And one of the things they pulled out the rug from under us at the last hearing, we had previously said, look, if you're insistent on doing this training thing, you got to exempt existing people who've been gun owners. And they said, okay, yeah, that's reasonable. We'll do that. And that every draft since then of this bill has done that. Well, they give us a draft, or don't even give us a draft. They come up to us and say, well, we've changed that a little because we're taking some pressure. So, if you have a long gun, you don't need training. But if you want to buy more handguns, even if you have 100 handguns, and even if you're a certified instructor, you're going to have to get training. Not only will you have to get training when you get your permit equivalent on the new card, but every time that thing renews, you're going to have to show proof of training too.
Oh man!
Okay, so we have that coming.
And who's going to give this training?
No,
right?
the state police, DMV. Who is it?
The state police is going to decide the curriculum. And by the way, they're going to put Brian Miller on the committee that's going to make the decision.
Oh, we're screwed,
hey guys.
We're screwed, guys.
Is asininity a word?
It is now.
Oh, okay.
if you could say it, it's a word.
So
can I say mongoloid?
Yes.
Okay.
I say mongoloid all the time.
Great. There we go.
Sorry.
Look, the Sweeney bill also ends private sales. It's basically an ammo registration bill because your ammo purchases will be electronically reported to the state police in real time.
Every purchase of ammo.
Yes, will be electronically reported to state police.
Wow.
Now you're beginning to understand the need for this bill, the unarticulated need.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What they said is, well, your FID card doesn't have a picture, and we think you should have a picture when you buy a gun, ignoring the fact that we pointed out to them that federal law requires you to have a photo ID when you buy a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Look, the other thing is it's actually also going to be a de facto registration of long guns.
Yep.
Because the same thing is, that's really what this is about.
That's exactly what it's about.
And, the other thing is, not many people know this, but New Jersey actually has a 7-day waiting period for handguns. The reason nobody knows that
because we can never get them in 7 days.
That's right. The permitting process takes so long that 7 days is taken up by the permitting process. Well, when we have this new card, assuming this passes, that's going to be stripped away. Okay, because once you're designated for handgun purchases, you theoretically could buy one a month on this card. So guess what? When you go down the first of the month to buy your handgun, you go down, you present your card, you pay for the gun. Guess what? Got to wait a week.
Got
to have a cooling off period. okay? Come back again a week later to pick up your gun.
I really can't take this anymore.
Yeah, seriously, who dreams this crap
totally
up?
Out of control.
Okay. I really can't take it anymore.
So, you know, they're also going to be moving this watch list bill. You know, it suspends Second Amendment rights if you're put on a secret government list, a suspect list. You've not been charged with anything.
It's a secret list.
Yeah, double,
that you don't even know you're on,
probation.
How you got on it, or how you're ever
right.
going to get off of it.
You've not been charged with anything. You've not been convicted of anything.
Guess what, Scott? We're all on the list.
But wait.
Well, guess what?
You've been suspected.
But that's right. And,
right.
And, you know, that's not fantasy. Janet Napolitano in 2009 said returning
Correct.
Veterans and gun owners are potential terrorists.
Correct.
So with
veterans
a stroke,
and gun owners.
Stroke of the pen, you could theoretically bar every gun owner from ownership. Now, what they say is, well, if you vote against this bill, if you're opposed to this bill, you want terrorists to get guns because this is the terror watch list.
Of course we do.
It's a terror watch list bill. What it says is if you're on the terror watch list, you're not eligible to purchase guns. Well, just let me translate. It means no Second Amendment rights. Okay, if you're on a secret government list. That is not due process.
That sounds like familiar from Germany at one point.
There you go.
Why should they care about any of the other amendments
when
they don't care about... They obviously swore to uphold the Constitution from themselves.
I feel like doing a little swearing myself.
Yes.
What else, Scott?
Continue, Scott.
Well, you know, it goes on and on and on. They just brought up this new bill that they could impound your car if you happen to be unlawfully in possession of a firearm, which at first blush sounds, well, if you're unlawfully in possession, well, they should take your car. Well, excuse me, under New Jersey law, if I'm going to the range and I stop for breakfast or for medical treatment. Or to pee, I'm unlawfully in possession. I could go to jail for 10 years and they can take my car now. Now, we had a great exchange with the committee chairman on Thursday about this, because as I was explaining this to the committee, he's like, no, it can't be like that. And I said, excuse me, Mr. Chairman, it is like that.
Exactly like that.
And here's why. And I gave them a 30-second lecture about how New Jersey law bans everything. And there's little carve-outs. And if you're not within the carve-out, you're illegal.
Hmm.
He's like, no, that's not what it means. It can't mean that. And
they don't even own
they don't even
laws that
know
they
their own
and,
laws.
And as I was telling them this, you could see Senator Sweeney was pinch-hitting for another committee member. He was sitting on the committee. His staffer's there. We've seen this in a couple of the hearings. All of a sudden, when we point something out and they realize they've made a mistake, there's suddenly a flurry of activity and a buzz of activity.
They're Googling.
They frantically go around to see, you know, is it because we've seen Sweeney's staffers in the last couple of weeks as we were testifying, shaking their head no to Senator Sweeney as we were testifying, as if to say to Sweeney what he's saying, he's full of it. And it turns out we're right, they're wrong. So here we go again. I mean, you could just see Sweeney getting redder and redder as he realized his staff had failed him yet again. Okay, look, but bottom line is, look, these bills don't do anything to stop crime. They won't stop another tragedy. They're all about regulating the good guys. That is their agenda. Their agenda is laid bare. And if anybody had any doubt, they just need to listen to that hot mic recording.
Well,
Confiscate.
Here's what it does do, though. You know, let's talk about the 50 cal ban. Why they want us... You know,
all those drive-by Barrett shootings.
No. It dawned on me why they want to ban the 50 cal, right? Because it can shoot down a helicopter. Why all of a sudden are they worried about us shooting down helicopters? Are they going to send them in?
Well, as Biden would say, we're part of the black helicopter.
Well,
group,
you know, you may think I'm kidding here, but, you know, the chairman of the committee, the budget committee, said to one of my guys, well, you know, what are you going to do anyway? The government has drones.
Nice.
Well, then we should have drones.
By the way, exactly. And by the way, we have that on tape, and we're going to.
They don't understand that they're making our point for us. If they say, how do you expect to take over the military is going to come against you? They have far more superior weapons. Yes, exactly.
Exactly.
And we want those.
Give us our 50 cals. Yes. Yeah, I want fully automatic
weapons. We want those. Then the laws have already gone too far.
Come and get them.
I will say, to his credit, that chairman is the only chairman I've ever been before in more than 10 years of doing this who actually listened. And when we pointed out some reasonable things that needed to be done, they actually amended the bills on the fly, which is, by the way things should happen in a committee. However, big picture, bottom line is, we're not getting the stuff we need, and the other side's getting pretty much everything they want.
Well, you see, here's what we talk about all the time. This is the Overton window at work. The problem is they go so far overboard.
Mm-hmm.
They'll overreach so far that when we finally get just a little bit, we're happy because we conceded so much to this.
Well, I just want to say, they have attempted to throw us some teeny tiny little crumbs. Mm-hmm. One of them is to fix that directly to or from. If you stop on the mm-hmm. way, mm-hmm. you're in trouble. There's actually a bill that was pending that would have done that. They pulled it from the agenda. Frank, I don't know if you know this. They pulled it from the agenda the other day.
They're punishing us. I think they're punishing us.
Okay.
Well,
so
yeah, they're slapping you on the wrist.
They're pulling back the crumb that they were going to throw us.
Yeah. And just so they can maybe give it back to you if you can see it on the 50 caliber.
Right. That's not going to happen.
Yeah. And I think one of the biggest problems that we have is the fact that we're too nice.
I can attest to that.
We all know that. But as a group, gun owners are law-abiding citizens. We're the people, we're the good guys, the good gals. We're the people who go through background checks, fingerprints.
No, we're the people who want their little guns and do what they want. That's what they want.
And who you need to be afraid of because we're going to shoot you
if you speak up.
Yeah. If you stand up and speak up, the bullets just come flying.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank our 2-2A compatriots here for showing up this fine day to tape this show at Gun for Hire Range at Woodland Park. We have plenty of classes and training, range safety officer, NRA instructor, our urban classes are back. And if you join the range and you want to draw from a holster, we have a class for that, unless you're rated with IDPA or whatever. So you can come on down and draw and shoot like a real citizen.
Wow.
So I'd like to thank Scott Bach and Frank Fiammingo for spending time with us today. And thank you, listeners, and all of our supporters and sponsors.
Well, looks like you've done it again. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of my co-host Anthony Colantro, Frank Fiammingo, Scott Bach, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you for listening. Please, please, please go out and start conversations. That's how we're going to win this thing. One mind, one heart, one soul, one conversation at a time. Debunk the nonsense myths that are out there. We're going to start a new segment coming up that's going to tell you exactly how to do it one at a time. We'll take their arguments apart piece by piece so you can make some notes and have some talks. We love you guys. Take care. See you next week. Bye-bye. From sea to the shine.